USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin saying it was a bipartisan effort that led to passage in the Senate yesterday of a new small business coronavirus relief package.
I'd especially like to thank Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer and the entire Senate for passing this. I'd also like to thank Kevin McCarthy and Nancy Pelosi, who have been working with us round the clock as well.
But partisan bickering continues as well. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell saying Democrats held up the passage of the bill for partisan reasons. Democrats, like Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, say it was really just to make it a better bill.
We want to be sure that there is safety in the workplace, that people are not laid off, that they have their jobs, they're employed, that their pensions are protected.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've had a lot of really great days back to back, which has been a huge blessing. Even my doctor told me, because they asked me to bring everything in that I take on a daily basis. He was very encouraged by seeing what I was taking, and he said he didn't care how many I had, and he said it's food. And the form that it's in was something that he was very, because he's an avid learner, and he's always researching, and he's always excited to see new things. And he told me, this would be good. This will help you immensely with the nutrition that you need.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The U.S. remains critical of China about how it handled the outbreak of coronavirus. Here's more from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow is promising action when it comes to China and the coronavirus.
This will be investigated over a period of time, and we will see how it turns out.
Kudlow, making those comments on Fox News, continues.
There's no question the origin of this virus was in China, and a lack of transparency and a lack of factual information is extremely troublesome.
Parts of Southern California rattled overnight by a magnitude 3.7 earthquake that struck Los Angeles County. It was centered in the View Park Windsor Hills area near Inglewood, about 10 miles from downtown L.A. No immediate reports of damage or any injuries. Remember, you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Missouri's Attorney General Eric Schmidt now suing the Chinese government for withholding information about COVID-19. The lawsuit alleges that the Chinese government's actions to suppress information about the virus led to more deaths and severe economic consequences in Missouri, among other places. In a press release, Schmidt says, "The Chinese government lied to the world about the danger and contagious nature of COVID-19, silenced whistleblowers, and did little to stop the spread of the disease." It's unlikely that high school seniors in America will be going to their proms this year, so Olive Garden wants to help, at least a little. The restaurant chain is now asking the class of 2020 to send in pictures of themselves in their prom attire via social media, and Olive Garden will then edit those photos with different themed backgrounds, and they'll get some sort of an undisclosed surprise back in the mail. Michael Jordan is donating all the proceeds from the Last Dance docuseries. Forbes reporting the NBA legend is set to make between $3 to $4 million for that ESPN series, focusing on the Chicago Bulls' 1997 and 1998 season. The first two parts of The Last Dance premiered over the weekend. Jordan hasn't yet said what charities he'll be donating to. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.